Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show. The company's name is Pucara Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORO. And down in the US, you can find the company under the symbol PCRAF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Steve Zucker. Now, just as a general overview of the company is focused in Peru. They have one flagship project, this Lourdes project, that they are already drilling, have done work over the past couple of years to get to the drill program and isolate the targets, and a number of other projects, some under JVs, others that they are also moving towards drilling, but the focus really being on this Lourdes property, again, in Peru. Steve, I really like to focus on the company fundamentals and what's going to drive the company and the stock in the near term. It's going to be work on this Lourdes property. Give us first and foremost a little background on this project, please.
Good afternoon, Corey. Yeah, Lourdes is our flagship gold exploration property. We're currently drilling it. Two drills are on site right now. We expect results to be coming out in December, and that's really what's going to be driving us. Discovery. We're on the edge of discovery. This is where the highest risk and reward is. We've got enough money to drill it. We've got a $4 million program outlined, and we got $8 million in the bank. So we have more than enough money to pursue this property.
Now, when it comes to what you are drilling, can you give us a little bit more insights on some of the targets that you have these two drills focused on?
Yeah, these are multi-million ounce type gold targets. It's what we've referred to as a high sulfidation epithermal gold type deposit. These are open pittable type deposits. We are targeting high resistivity and our surface geologic work and geochemistry that we've been doing for several years. We've been, you know, essentially 8 years private, and we've been working on this property amongst others to build this up to the stage where it's drill ready. We've got gold on the surface up to 1.7 grams on surface in some areas, and we're testing those areas that have gold on the surface and what we've postulated to be in the third dimension, say 50 meters deep. So these are targets that are similar to other gold mines in Peru and throughout Latin America, high sulfidation epithermal gold deposits, things like the Maricunga Belt, Salares Norte in Chile, and then into Peru, Pierina, Yanacocha, and all the way into Ecuador and Colombia. And another big one is Pueblo Viejo in the Dominican Republic. So these are the kinds of deposits that we're looking for that are of interest to major mining companies. And that's really what we're after. This is, you know, 5 kilometers by 5 kilometers, or 3.5 miles by 3.5 miles kind of area that we're exploring on right now.
Now, when it comes to past work, either from your company or anyone else that has been on site prior, are there past drill holes that you're working off? Are there any historic resources, whether 43-101 compliant or not, that you are also using to guide this drilling?
No, Corey, this is a virgin property. We do grassroots exploration. We picked this up. Nobody else had been on the ground, as far as we could tell. It's never been drilled before. So we picked it up because of our regional activity in grassroots gold exploration, and we've been moving it forward. And every piece of information that we collect, you make a decision. Do we go forward or do we drop it? And information kept coming back positive. Oh, this is looking better. Oh, let's go do more work. So no historical resources, no drill holes, a virgin property. So that's what makes this really exciting, because it's difficult to find properties like this in the world. And we've been fortunate that we've been working in this area for 10 years, previously as a public company. And then when that was dissolved, we continued as a private company and have had good support to advance the property over the past 8 years.
So one thing I have to ask you, because you are in Peru, and I know my audience, well, we follow a lot of other companies in Peru, and one of the issues has been, or delays, I guess we can call it, is actually getting permits to get drills on site. With two drills on site, I'm assuming that you have all the permits in place to at least satisfy this current program?
That's correct, and there's even room for more drilling. We've got permitted 40 drill pads. We can put multiple holes on there. And right now we have 36 holes that are from probably two-thirds of those drill pads. So we position those drill pads to optimize and cover potential targets. As we drill holes in the third dimension, we'll start to learn and say, let's move this direction. Because this is exploration, and it's very early stages. So every hole we drill, we're going to find new information, and we have the ability to adjust the program. So that's what's really exciting about this.
So I think one thing we need to outline to everybody is that these high sulfidation epithermal gold deposits, they generally are lower grade. These are very straightforward projects where if all the metallurgy works out, these are pretty much shovel this ground up and start producing gold. Does that mean that narrative that you're going off of with this current drill program is drilling generally more shallow holes and understanding that you're really going for lower grade but over longer widths?
That's correct. And that's why we talk about open pittable. And we're drilling to a maximum of 300 meters, but we're drilling several holes to just 300-400 feet. And the idea is that, you know, these would be heap leachable types of gold deposits where they're shovel ready. And so far, everything looks oxidized down to 500 feet from what we can tell. So that's always a good sign. Mother Nature has broken down the minerals to make them readily available, gold for leaching. So yeah, very good. And, you know, back to your other question, we are fully permitted. We are fully permitted. We have all permits in hand. It's taken us a while, but we have all those, and we're complying with all the government regulations and more.
Okay. Now, a final point on this current drill program. You mentioned it's about a $4 million program, which is fully funded. How many meters is that going to get you for this first pass?
7,600 meters in 36 holes.
All right. So I guess now it's just in terms of getting all that core shipped off to the labs and waiting for the assay results to come back. I know that the labs are very backed up, and I know everybody who follows this sector understands that. Now, the company does also hold a number of other projects in and throughout Peru. A couple projects are partner funded that have partners such as IM Gold and Solaris Resources. Are there any other projects that you want to highlight, at least initially, to investors so they are up to date on some work that might be undertaken at some of these other projects, still understanding that Lourdes right now is the focus?
Yeah, we in our portfolio, there are 9 projects. And the two most advanced are Lourdes, and the second one is Pekashka. And we're advancing that one by permitting it right now. We've done quite a bit of surface work, geophysics, geochemistry, and geology, where we've defined drill targets. So right now we're in that permitting phase. And as far as results coming out of Lourdes from the assay labs, we're expecting to have results in December. And we're not only drilling diamond core samples, we're also doing a technique that's called reverse circulation drilling. And that's just another method of drilling where you get chips, you're able to drill faster and cheaper. And that's just one of the things when we're exploring is moving around. And so we're using both of those methods on this property, two drill rigs, one of each.
Okay. Yeah, and that just all plays into really this first pass drilling, right? Getting a handle of what sort of mineralization you have and making sure that, hey, you're hitting what you hope to hit initially here. Let's also talk about some of the management team. First and foremost, let's get a little background on you, please, Steve. It's your first time on the show. Give us a little bit of history from your background in this sector.
Yeah, my education is a bachelor's and master's degree in geology. I got my master's from the Colorado School of Mines. I've been working in Peru for almost 25 years doing exploration. I've also worked in other countries around the world. Started my career in Nevada with the Carlin-type deposits and worked in the Carolina Slate Belt. And all my career has basically been grassroots exploration, as well as we were doing it in Mongolia. So I became fluent in Spanish after spending a year in Chile working gold exploration there, and have worked in Argentina, Ecuador, Colombia, Panama, but most of my career has been in Peru. So I've taken advantage of knowing the legal system, the accountants, all those kinds of aspects of Peru. So that's an important aspect. So yeah, I've been fortunate to continue to do exploration throughout my career, which is about 30 years plus.
So some other notes on the team too, especially when it comes to on the board of directors and advisors. You guys have some well-known people that have been involved in Sandstorm Gold, Integra Resources. These are just a couple of the companies or at least board of directors that you have on your team. Let's also talk about your VP of Exploration, Ken Balawag. What are some of the background? What's important about having Ken on the team to continue to move through this exploration?
Excellent question. Yeah, Ken and I, we've known each other a long time, and he was involved with Placer Dome when they were selling a property called Mulatos. And Ken said, "You guys are missing something here. I'm going to go with the property," and eventually the property was picked up by John McCluskey and Alamos Gold. And Ken saw the Mulatos property, a high sulfidation epithermal gold deposit, similar to what we're looking at Lourdes, go from a prospect, a small producer, to 3 million ounces being produced and 3 million ounces still to go in reserves. So Ken has seen these types of deposits from afar, early discovery, all the way through production. So he brings a vision important for Pucará because he's seeing this kind of deposit from the outside. It's much different when you're, say, a mine geologist and you're producing, but Ken has seen all those aspects. And Ken himself has got, you know, 30 years experience. He's fluent in Spanish from working in Mexico all those years with Alamos. So I was fortunate to bring him out of semi-retirement and join the team and get him excited in Peru. He said he wanted that adrenaline rush again to be involved with the discovery. And that's what we're working for. And this is where the risk and the reward comes in.
Hey, absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other company fundamentals here. Share structure, just over 62 million shares outstanding, total of about 73.5 million fully diluted. I see insiders hold about 37%, institutional ownership about 33%. Any large shareholders that you can share with us?
Yeah, the largest shareholder is Resource Capital Funds, private equity. They became involved in 2017 when I proposed to them the overall perspective of being a prospect generator and generating some targets that I don't want to venture anymore. I want to drill them. And Resource Capital Funds agreed, and they became a 20% owner. And with these recent financings, they're down to about 12%. They're the biggest shareholder. The other shareholders are Sandstorm and Alamos Gold. And Alamos Gold received theirs portion in the company from basically they took over Esperanza from when I purchased all these assets out of Esperanza back in 2012.
All right. And you already mentioned cash in the bank of around $8 million. The current drill program costing you $4 million. So plenty of run room in terms of coming out of that drill program. Let's wrap it up with a quick recap of news that's on tap. Obviously, drill results, but anything else that you want investors and those watching the company to note?
You know, we're not just a one-trick pony. We've got several things in the hopper here. Pekoska and the other one I didn't mention is Kayla. These, again, are all grassroots properties. And IM Gold is, you know, earning into our property, Santo Tomas, and they'll be, they are drilling right now as well. So, you know, for a little company, we've got a lot going for us besides Lourdes. So I'd like to leave that impression with your listeners.
Okay. Well, Steve, we're going to wrap it up there. This is more or less a broad overview of the company and some of the news to keep an eye on, especially the drill program that's going on over at Lourdes. I will be posting a link to the company's presentation. Please, everybody, have a read over that and let me know if you have any follow-up questions. You can email me at fleck@kereport.com and I will get those answered for you. Steve, appreciate your time. Thank you for the broad overview today.
A pleasure talking with you, Corey.